Bedtime in our household never quite runs like clockwork. During the school term, when the children must wake at 7 a.m., they always seem to have too much energy at night and can't fall asleep on time. Though most evenings it's my chore to get them ready, I confess they've learned to outsmart me on a regular basis. They'll ask for a snack, hide under their beds, refuse to brush their teeth, or turn on a reading light and stay awake. It takes great patience to refrain from yelling at them. My wife, who arrives home later, and who is much more the disciplinarian between us, asks, "So how did it go tonight?" Through experience, I've learned to spare us both the agony of another conversation about parenting skills by simply replying, "It was fine, dear," justifying the response to myself with the notion, "What you don't know probably won't hurt you." Many of us have the habit of bending the truth so others will hear what they want, either to save anguish, to avoid confrontation, or perhaps for more sinister reasons. This happens between parents and children, and between spouses, no matter what their age. Sadly, it becomes increasingly harder for us to distinguish between a white lie and outright self-deception. In the book of Genesis, God asks Adam, "Did you eat from the tree of knowledge I commanded you to refrain from?" Adam's immediate reply was, "The woman you gave me, she gave it to me to eat." For his ingratitude to God, Adam's punishment was more severe than had he simply admitted his own crime. Perhaps this week I'll tell my wife really what happens during the children's bedtime ritual.